Florida lawmakers appear to be moving forward with a House priority bill boosting funding to charter schools that set up near chronically failing public schools. The measure is dubbed Schools of Hope, and it's a priority of House Speaker Richard Corcoran, yet its final form is still being debated. I'm Lynn Hatter. House Speaker Richard Corcoran wants to see fewer mom-and-pop schools, and he wants to see more high-performing charter networks serving Florida children in failing public schools. He believes his $200 million Schools of Hope proposal is what it's going to take to get such networks into Florida.
I mean, these are kids, young kids, who are stuck in schools, not for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, but for 5 years in these failure factories. And once you have a child that's had 5 years and they lose a grade or two grades every year, they're never going to be able to recover. And what you've robbed from those children are their dignity and hope. And we've put hundreds of millions of dollars into a program that says enough is enough. That's got to end.
The House Speaker believes the high-performing charter networks will come to serve students who may be years behind in grade levels. But the measure has been met with skepticism by Democrats, teachers, and school district officials. The Senate has voiced support, though. Maitland Republican Senator David Simmons suggests he wants to extend additional help to those failing public schools. And earlier this week, the Senate revealed its version of the plan, which does not include any language regarding struggling public schools. Senate Bill 796 is, according to the Florida Education Association's Kathy Bain,
this is just Schools of Hope with a different label, and we have concerns about that.
But there's another measure, SB 1556. That bill does address Simmons's earlier promise to traditional schools. His bill includes language that establishes an early warning system that identifies struggling students and gets them support. The measure also changes how the state deals with schools that get D or F grades. The House wants to eliminate the district-managed turnaround option and jump right into more severe interventions, like closure or conversion to private administration or student removal to other schools. But that district turnaround plan does stay in the Senate measure. And the Senate also adds and prioritizes three new options: a one-hour school day extension, a community partnership model to provide health, after-school and social services like clothing banks and food pantries, plus a principal autonomy program that gives greater leeway to principals to hire and fire personnel. Senate Appropriations Chairman Jack Latvala says both of those bills are setting the chamber up to negotiate with the House on what Schools of Hope will eventually look like.
All right, Senator Simmons, this is basically just to go into conference with the House, right? We're just positioning ourselves to go into conference with the House.
That's correct.
All three proposals are now caught up in budget negotiations between the House and the Senate, and the final product is likely to include parts of all three measures. But what stays and what goes is largely unknown, and so is the price tag. The House has initially called for $200 million to fund its plan, and a lot of questions remain, like what the trade-off is for the proposal. Lawmakers have said previously the House plan would be tied to Senate President Joe Negron's bid for a water reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee, but Negron would not specify what the trade-off was or is.
But we've talked all session long about the Speaker having some priorities dealing with charter school opportunities and making sure every student can succeed regardless of their financial background. Also having incentives for our best and brightest teachers to be recruited and also retained in the schools. And then I've been talking about university funding since my designation and before. And there are other issues that both sides care about. And I think it's incumbent on me as a presiding officer in the Senate to make sure that priorities that both of us share get passed in the last week.
The Senate's measure has at least one more stop in the chamber before negotiations begin on a broader Schools of Hope proposal. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.